We continue with our Hilchos Shabbos. And we today I'm going to need a lot of help, to be honest. We're going to go through a very important sugya. I just don't get every day, every week. But it's a wonderful sugya, and it's going to deal with the first half of this year, or the three quarters of today. Possibly it'll take up the whole day, because it depends how much you're going to help me out. It has to do with Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, purchasing on Shabbos, out of phone call. As the oil knows, they get many phone calls, and some of them are out of the box questions lately. That seems to be very popular. So this was the question. A girl called me up, and she lives in Manhattan, I think it was. Maybe it wasn't, because it has to be a muffin with as an Arab. And she says she has an account in Starbucks. And they know her there. And every time she walks in there, they know her name. She orders a coffee, and she has a bill there. She doesn't even have a bill. She has a credit card on file. So she asked me, is there anything wrong with her going in on Shabbos? He's going to say that she wants a medium coffee. She says she wants a medium coffee. So she asked me, does she have any problem going in and ordering a coffee on Shabbos? She doesn't have to mention money. She doesn't have to mention credit card.
What are they cooking the coffee?
Remember, they made it for the guy. They wrote it. No, they don't. They cooked it for Rav Nachman, so we'll see. We don't have a problem with that either. So she wants to know, is there a problem? Now, many times you go to a hotel, and this was a question that last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. So I was in the plaza. Someone said, there's a mashgiach there, so it definitely has to be okay. I'm sure it's okay. I mean, at that time, I said to the person, I'm sure it's okay. But then I walked away, and I said, you know what? It's something we need to discuss. You go to the plaza, so you already paid for your meal before Shabbos. However, on Shabbos itself, you want a soda, they're going to charge you now. So you want a Coke, you want a Sprite, they're going to charge it to your room. So do you have a right to have that done on Shabbos? Is that Mekach u'Memkar? You're buying soda on Shabbos, they're putting it on your room, it's part of the tab of your room at the end. We find this at bars and at other hotels. I recall many years ago at a Pesach program that I was at. Folks remember the island used to go years ago to these programs, and it was these fancy hotels, and they had a bar, and during the day, you could order a drink, and they would put it on your room. So all these are the questions that deal with Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. In the past, we've spoken about the concept of Mekach u'Memkar, where you're doing it before Shabbos. Here it's on Shabbos. You spoke about ordering the Amazon on Friday with the one-day shipping, but you're not buying it on Shabbos. You spoke about stocks and where you set it up that you sell your stocks on Shabbos if it's a certain number where you want to sell. All that we already spoke about. It's not, that's all happening by itself. Here, you're actually purchasing on Shabbos. So need a lot of help from the oil here, because you'll tell me, though, especially I am not so in tune with how transactions take place, so you'll help me with that part. But we will delve into the sugya of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. Can you walk in any? It could be any, especially Yontif. It's more common on Yontif, where maybe you want to go into a store, a fruit store, and you want to buy fruit on Shabbos, and you can carry on Yontif. Could you walk into the fruit store? They know who you are. They're going to put it on your bill. So you can, in other words, you say, put it on my bill. What does that count as? That's credit. Credit card. So all these are questions that we are going to discuss. So the Mechaber like this. Mechaber says like this. You're allowed to say to a storekeeper, so assuming you're walking into the store, Penli Dalabam, I need 4 eggs. Anyway, so on Yontif, this is Shabbos. But on Yontif, because we can carry, but on Shabbos, if you have an Erev, you want to walk into the store and say, give me 4 or 5 eggs. Uvulvad, however, you cannot mention, don't mention any money. 4 or 5 eggs, he understands that he'll charge you after Shabbos. You don't mention a word to him. Alois Chamida, can't mention a measurement. Can't tell him to measure. I need a pound of nuts. Alois Chaminion, a number, although it just says number here. It says 10 liters. Right, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. So what does it mean, not a number? So that we're going to see. We're going to learn momentarily. Loimar, what does it mean, Chaminion? Like David just asked, what do you mean? We just said you could say 4 or 5 pomegranates. It means schum. So that's the word that we are going to spend just a few minutes on. If you notice, the Mechaber says, Layaskalay shame domin, not to mention anything about money. When it comes to me, it's a schum. And when it comes to minyan, it's a schum. What's the difference between schum and shame? So Mechaber explains. I already took 50 knots. Give me another 50. Oh, now you're doing calculations. Give me another 50. Now I'll have 100. So now you made a calculation. Oh, that's like business. That's what you do in business. I already have this. Give me another. We'll add it together. And now we have an amount that I will owe you for. Comes along. So lefi the mechaber. Let's just review very quickly. You cannot mention a word about money. You can't say, see, you wouldn't be able to say, give me $5 worth. Or how much does this cost? Or I will give you the $5 tomorrow. I know how much the soda is, so I'll give you the dollar tomorrow. Can't mention a word about money. Once you say the word money, it seems it's out. You can't do that. Although maybe some of you will tell me that there's a situation where it's not going to be a business transaction, as we'll shortly see in the Shemir Shabbos. That's the Ramah. This is very important to us as the Ramah, because that's who we hold like. We hold like the Ramah, except where the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that we should be chayshish for the mechaber. Chayn, says the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah points out it's not a chayn. It's a b'yeshayim. The Ramah is arguing on the mechaber. He goes, no, you are allowed to mention money. There's no problem mentioning money. The chayn is schum damin. When is money aser? Also schum. See that word schum. El b'chayagam. Shama, what do you say? Hey, b'kach damin. Give me this amount in this, pictures is a number, $10 worth. And now I have this, and now I already have this amount. Give me another $10 worth, so that then I have a schum. Oh, now it's a calculation. I already have this. Give me another $10 worth. Oh, so it's not just give me $10. I already have. Let's make chesbonos. He says the Ramah, it's mutter. If you don't make calculations, you can mention money. So according to Ramah, give me $5 worth. No problem. You can say $5. The chayn b'schum seems from the pashut shad and Ramah. Mida, same thing. Chay gav na'aser. Only when there's a calculation. Abba b'lav lachi shari. Ah, says the Ramah. What do you mean? You can't talk about money on Shabbos. He asked the kasha. Abba afa gav da'aser l'haske dam in klah. How could you mention money? That's because you don't know how much it costs. If I know what it costs is, rock, I'm just telling how much I need. Give me $5 worth. Or this soda, I know how much it is. So give me the can of soda, which for the $1.25. Shari, imlay shemas, unless it's a schum. Either says the Ramah, ba'af algav sheyesh machmir midav zeh. Either machmir, we just saw it. Machab is machmir. Pashana minig b'mdina say lahakul. You let it be makul. So I have no problem mentioning money as long as it's yadua. I'm not calculating you. How much is this? Oh, this is not, we're not going into any discussion about the value of it. It's yadua. I'm just telling you how much I need. I need $5 worth. $5 worth is you do it to the person who's selling it to me. Unless it's going to be a scum again. But just to mention money, can of soda, it's you do it. Everybody knows how much you can of it.
A yid or a guy.
Well, doesn't make a difference. It's business. I can't do business with a yid or a guy. So either way, I can't do business on Shabbos. But it will be different when it comes to how the guy is going to, he's going to calculate how much you owe him. But if there's no calculations here, and it's yidua what the price is, we're not getting into any discussion, debate, how much this costs. So then it seems point to Ramat's
mother. You're also getting different than a pellet ordering a soda or a bottle of wine. You're asking how much this bottle is cost.
That also right. And then it would be, because you don't know, it's not yidua. Very good. That would be yidua.
Can't cook for you.
Not cooking.
Starbucks case.
No. Again, the Starbucks case, we're going to talk about it later. But the coffee is already, they made the coffee. They're not making it just for you. The way Starbucks works, I mean, if they already have the coffee in their...
Depends what you order.
Let's say a regular coffee, right? The regular coffee is already made. Now they're just going to take it out of their urn. They're not just making a fresh brew every time. No, they grind in the beans too every time.
No.
Not Starbucks doesn't do that. No.
There are other places.
The other places do that. But Starbucks doesn't do that. That's Dunkin' Donuts, fine.
That's
not pretty cool. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah clearly says, we're talking about Mechaber, we just said, and it should be not a Yeshayim, it should be a Yeshayim, not the Chayim. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see how he discusses Chum Damim, and then the Olam will tell me what you think. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you make a Cheshbon, like we said, a Kailu. With already what was before. Oh, now it's Cheshbonos. Avalim shame the Baalma, if you just mention a pound, give me a pound of this, you're like, oh, it's mutter. Tasheska mida, what's the mida? I'm not making cheshbon. I'm giving you an amount that I need. Like kamutar, what do I need? Well, don't, I'm not telling you to measure. Relation doctor, I'm not telling you to measure. I need to know how. So, example, I walk in to get a coffee. I get a medium. I can get a large and get a small. So I'm going to say a medium. I'm not telling you to measure. I'm telling you which cup I need. I'm telling you I want a medium cup. So then that's not a schum. If you're going to measure, oh, I tell you to measure it out. None of us go, unless you're going to buy something which is measured out. But when we're purchasing, we tell them the size. That is schum. But the Gemara does also talk about mida. Once again, that's something you don't measure. The mida, it's not a simna, because this is not a simna. It would be an amount that's not a simon. It's an amount that you would have to measure. So it's not the normal amount. It's not that it's not the small, medium, or large. Some other number you came up with, they're going to have to measure for you. So therefore, that is awesome. But if it's an amount, which is just a simon, it's not going to be a problem of mida. So let's see the Shemir Shabbos, how he brings down the halacha. Let's remember, we have the Mechaber, we have the Ramah. Right now, we don't know who we passing like. Ramah is very lenient. Ramah only talks about when you make calculations. If you don't make a calculation, it's going to be mutter. So let's see the Shemir Shabbos. He's talking about schum. You'll see, he's not even talking about the Ramah. He's talking about what's schum. So schum, damim, bidas, min, and minyan. It's okay after Shabbos. You go to buy something from the store. You already bought a little Friday. I am taking two different transactions and making them one. That's considered a calculation. That would be awesome. That is if you're going to be following the Ramah. So we definitely clearly see that the Shemir Shabbos, again, he's not telling you how to pass yet either. He's translating the words, Mida, Schumida, Minyan. Comes the Mishnah. What's the final halacha? Says the Mishnah like this. I, the Ramah, says, Karpashan Aminig Lahaku. You should really pass him like a mechaber. Always ask just to name the mention of money at all, like the mechaber. When we come up, don't be meichel. Those that are meichel, devil yesh leishal isma chabad devil leishma devil ramah. So it's more than just yesh leishal isma. Abu Rav v'nachaim ahoy v'achmir b'davar shaloi laaske shemida ay damim. Uveprat shiachalas is better, especially a better shiachalam and malik lizer. Fill up the keli. Don't mention a word about the lemacher. Name the dice. Tomorrow you'll figure out how much this cup was. How much was it, a big cup or not? Uvedayar shashayach meminyan. Tell you shiachalam like derech minyan. Give me this and this amount. Will I ask a shame done in cloud? So again, by minyan it's very simple. Machaber himself says, I want four or five eggs. That's for sure okay. I want just four or five. The minion has to be scum. Without a scum, there's no calculations. So that's what he says. Give me this and this amount. Don't mention any damim. And don't make a cheshbin till tomorrow. So according to the Ramah, let's just say the Ramah. I know that in the Baruch Hashem, it doesn't seem to do this, but I remember years ago that people would want to get the newspaper on Shabbos. Yeah. And they would go get the newspaper, and the guy knew that you're going to pay him tomorrow. Because he knew you might not be there.
Well, they would sell tickets before and you'd give the ticket.
I don't remember that.
My father's.
Oh, you mean Arab Shabbos, so you get a ticket?
Yeah.
And then
you give it would give you a piece of paper and then you change another.
Right, okay, paper. That we're going to see later. No, you don't even carry Shabbos, yeah. If you lived in a makam where there was an Arab, that's what they would do too. And if you hold it, you're allowed to read. Let's see, we had a share about that already too. The papers are made. So, really, you wanted to read the paper? Read the papers. So they used to go. I remember those days. You go, everyone would be walking home with the paper on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So you're not mentioning about the money. You're not mentioning a minion. So that would be okay. Look, we have another mechaber here in Hilchos Yontif. So far, we see over here, Ramah is telling us that if money is going to be mentioned, it wouldn't be allowed. But if there's no mention of money at all, so then it is allowed. And it seems, as we said, if even the Mechaber is telling you that if it's a size and you want a size, it's not a problem. That's zero. It's a size. It's not even a, that is, the Mechaber would seem to agree to that too. Comes along the halach in Simin Tav Kuf. Let's just read this halach. It helps us a little bit understanding how they lived in those days. Ain't kind of, but you want to buy meat on Shabbos, on Yontif. Let's talk about Yontif. You want to buy meat on Yontif. Now, Shabbos, obviously, they can't shech, but on Yontif, they shech this. You go to the butcher, he shechted on Yontif the cow, so now he has the animal and he wants to sell it. Ain't kind of busser, you can't talk about money, like you just said. You can't tell the butcher, give me, according to Mechaber, very good, give me a seller's work. Give me $5 worth of meat. By Bishayim, two slime. Okay, cannot say, I'll be a partner with you, or I should have been with myself. You can't go to someone and say, let's be partners in this meat. You'll take and I'll take. You could divide it up. The reason is the Mechaber is going into that these two partners might get into an argument, and then you're going to have to measure it. It's going to come to measure it. You go with a partner and you say, let's together buy a sell of meat. All right, now what are you going to do? You got to divide it up with your partner. How are you going to divide it up? The only way to divide it up is going to measure. So the Mechaber is afraid it's going to lead to measuring. So Ella Mechaber, if you're not marked on each other, so you whatever you cut the meat up and you'll take the third, I'll take the quarter. You can't mention any money. Once you mention money, we said you're not allowed. Well, maybe shteva. I mean, you could take two animals. So you go to the butcher. The shaman, the shaman and shet. Whatever's left, you'll know the value. It took two animals and. Tomorrow, you say, oh, look, these two animals are the same. That's it. No mention of money. The next day, you'll come back. Oh, how much is this animal? Oh, so I owe you that amount for yesterday, says the Ramah. Now we get into the yid and the guy. Dafka Yisrael, Gabi Yisrael, Shari. Avul Yisrael. All you did, Emeni Udi, Afil Bichai Gab Nasser. With a guy, you can't do that. Doesn't trust you. We'll see. So with a yid, you can do this. You can go ahead and
buy meat from the guy.
Right, he was selling kosher meat. So by the case of the son kosher meat, it doesn't have to be meat. You haven't talked about the case of meat. It could be anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he goes into Gairul over here. I don't want to really go into that because he's telling the part. What happened is they went to the butcher cut up the meat. Okay, but who's going to get the bigger piece? Who's going to get the smaller piece? Oh, let's make a Gairul. Oh, you're going to make a Gairul. You can't do that on Shabbos. It's a Yom Tov, because that's again, that's like Mecha Chumemker. That would be a Derech that is Asr on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah goes into that. You can see right here, it says, once it's a girl, chose your makbid, you're going to come to measure. You can't do a girl anyway. Okay, let's go by the next. I'm bringing the Shulchan Arab over here to discuss this, just to show you what they used to do in those days when it came to buying things on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So this is in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Arab is talking about where a guy finished, he made pear shoes to you. He finished it Arab Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, he had to shine it. The halacha is he could wear it because I didn't really have hanah from what the guy did. I didn't tell the guy to do it. He did it, so I'm not. I mean, it's not called hanah. Says the shulchan. So let's see the next shulchan aruch harab. Calls that the kelim shashal Yisrael. This is for the kelim that he made for a yid. I'm a nachri oisal mekach. The guy made shoes and he wants to sell it. Whoever's going to come in here, this is where I get into the coffee. Sherubay nachri. It's mostly guyim. So he made the shoes on Shabbos, but he didn't make it for the yid. He made it for guyim. I want to go buy, so you could buy shoes on Yom Tov. This is the Rav. The Rav is telling you this. I want to go into the store, the shoe store, and I want to buy shoes on Yom Tov. Shabbos. Mutar likach mer b'shabbos. I can walk into the store. I'm allowed to buy shoes. Got kafa. Credit. It's on credit. I don't mention any money. So according to this, you need a pair of shoes. You can walk into the shoe store, and you won't carry it. You don't even have to carry it out. You walk into the shoe store, put on the shoes. I'll come back tomorrow. We'll put it on let me take it on credit. That's what you're saying. You could say I could take it on credit. It's not mentioning money. I'm not mentioning money. I'm saying credit, whatever it is. I don't know what it costs. I'll come back tomorrow. You'll tell me. You'll tell me what it costs tomorrow. So we see that you said putting something on credit definitely is. You're gonna have to tell him. He's not gonna trust you. Trust me. I'm gonna come back tomorrow. Give me credit on this. So that would be okay too. Says the, let's go to the Shmir Shabbos. Now, we go to the Shmir Shabbos. He tries to analyze the words over here. The Olam again is going to help me out here, try to figure out what is the final halacha here. So now I tell the storekeeper how much I need. So you cannot, according to the Shmir Shabbos, as far as halacha is, we should be machmir like the Ramah. I'm sorry, the Mishaburu. So you're allowed to go ahead and say to the Chemini, the type I want, even if you have to mention money. Look at this chiddush. So mentioning money is not always a problem. For example, this case, keep going. Look at this example. Look at the parentheses. I want these apples that are the 299 apples. So that's that. I'm not mentioning to you the money as a transaction. I'm telling you which type I need, which type I want. Oh, then I'm allowed to do it. So I can go
identified by the
price. It's identified by the price, right? But it's not really the price that we're talking about. I want those the 299 apples, the 299 pound apples. Which one? So look at the bottom, no doubt, in his forest. He adam the main avayim kan. I'm not mentioning minyan masu mata. El Iraq, I'm telling him which type I want. Oh, so it's a type. It's not the amount, the money, the value. It's a type. And he says it's adif from the Mishnah Berurah and Tzipkan Yud Gimel. The Kitzer, the mention of money can be where it's a type. So comes the constituents.
How are they actually paying? They're weighing it?
No, so how are you going to pay for it? It's credit. We'll discuss it tomorrow.
How do he know what it meant? He's weighing it or... What's happening with those apples?
No. So I keep five of those apples. Give me five apples of the 299 apples. And then tomorrow we'll make a cheshbon. No cheshbon again today.
It's not price per apple. It's not a price per pound. Price per pound.
Right. So whatever. Maybe two.
Like a bucket.
So you're right. The next day I'll take another five apples.
Similar size.
All right. I'll figure it out tomorrow. It's like the behemoth. This behemoth to this behemoth. Okay. So take tomorrow another five apples. It's not going to be exactly the same.
There's no way.
Right. Comes up, so the Piskei Tshuvas also, he just makes, says, he's quoting the Shemir Shabbos, so I just want to show you how he writes it. It's the same idea. You could say, Mishko Leimida B'dava Shabbat Ha'ariza. So it comes in a bag. Big dial, different sizes. Sugim Shayna, different types. I'm just telling you which ones I want. So that's Mamish, like we said. So it could be a, give me the 5 pound bag, or take my case to the cup, the medium. The 16-ounce cups, give me the 20-ounce cup. All those are just, it's to tell him, no, which one I want. It's not to measure. I'm not telling him to measure out a 16-ounce coffee. I'm just telling him which one I want. So that would seem to be okay. So the, let's see now. Go right to the Shemir Shabbos, the Chav Beis. So here's an interesting thing, because he's using what he wrote in Ha'arin and Dal. Mutter Litzayin Lechemini, you're allowed to tell Lechemini. You tell which type you want, like we just said. Gam, even if you're going to have to mention the measurement, like we just said. Size of the bag. The single bag. Give me a kilo or give me the half a kilo. It's already, give me a kilo of nuts. Give me half a kilo of nuts. It's a bag that's already measured. Give me the bigger one. So based on what I'm saying to you then, there would be no problem with the coffee. I want to get the coffee. I don't have the so if we stop right here, which we will have to, because we have to come up with halacha now before we go into the ways how are they going to trust you that you're going to pay them. But right now, is there anything wrong with walking into Starbucks and getting a coffee? I don't mention money. I'm not doing anything. I just say, give me a medium coffee or anywhere. The same thing with the newspaper. Give me the newspaper. I don't mention a word. So, does anybody see any problem
shopping?
The fact that the guy is writing it down.
That's the next part. That's the next part of the shoot. The next part is writing it down. Right now, with the actual, actual
method of that could be a ready purchase. If he's billing with a credit, that is not a couple.
So that's the next step, right? The next step is going to be the he's going to bill the credit, right? So the Starbucks is going to go directly to the credit card, right? That's directly.
So that's like
right. But that would be more of the issue because you're paying right now. Unless you have you pay it. I don't know how Starbucks works, but I assume that you pay every time you go in. What?
So if you can do it. Nobody knows you're paying. You're not paying. It's you come get the store for the coffee.
All right. Okay. So we have to see. We'd have to discuss Marisai in that case or not. So the
No one knows you're Jewish, so it doesn't matter.
The Yankee, no,
Brian goes over this guy.
The Yankee,
the girl.
So it's, if there's a credit card that's taking place right now, then it's a transaction. So it's mamish. The guy is doing it for himself. But
the credit cards on file, is it considered
for himself or a transaction?
Credit cards on file.
Then is it considered? You're
billing your credit card right now. No, that's the thing. You're doing a full-fledged kidney there. It's very different. Here, all the up until this point, you know, the money probably you're going to do tomorrow. Very good. I'm finishing tomorrow. You didn't pay anything today. But if something's happening today, so, but the hotel works. My question's still good by the hotel because it's just adding it to your tab. If you're just going to go into the coffee, I told you, you're doing it in Mecca, unless she told me she has they put it on your car. I don't know. Unless he already
had it. So they took money from you beforehand, translators.
But they're not really, but it's not completed until you leave the hotel. They're going to tell you what it is and they charge you credit card. Even if you, right, when you go to a hotel, they took the deposit, but the deposit that, is it on your credit card? And it's pending, no,
it's pending.
Okay, it's not really finished.
It's a generic amount that they make up. It's not based on
what right, there's nothing, but if you get it, if you rent a car, it's the same thing.
It's
right, though, so, but it's not, the transaction's not done until you leave. Stop the holding your money for you. Nothing was done. Sure. You could change your credit card. Change your credit card. You can say. Okay. Well,
you give cash also as a deposit.
Yes. Okay. So now let's go to. So now that we know that if the actual whole transaction is happening now, not made to, but my other questions are still good questions with the hotels. So let's see from the Shmira Shabbos about. How do you, when you go to the plaza, so you already paid before, how do they know you're there? They give you a ticket. And now with this ticket, you're going to give it to them. So let's just go through this briefly here. Let's read the Shemir Shabbos and talk it out. What are the looking for? You could buy, let's see, taking the papers that are miyuchid, piyascharish, whatever it is that you wanted on Shabbos. And you give it to the Chen on Shabbos, whatever I bought. So I already bought, like the Friday saying, you bought the newspaper Friday. So you have the ticket. You give it, you already paid for it. I'm giving you the ticket and you're giving me the paper. I already bought it yesterday. Like we just said, I'm allowed to pay every on Shabbos. I'm going to eat this meal on Shabbos in the restaurant. And you're going with a paper. Because I already purchased it. I bought it. I already paid for it. And the truth is, you can ask a lot of kashas on this. I don't want to go into because when did the kinyan take place? You bought the food. What'd you buy? You bought the rights to the food. When you go into a restaurant, do you own the food, or you're giving you you have a right now to get the food. You didn't own the food. Arab Shabbos. I have the right to eat in the restaurant. So am I a guest? I'm really a guest in the restaurant. I'm not going to guest at your house. I'm a guest in the hotel. I have to be your guest. I have to pay to be your guest. I'm not really making a purchase on the food. You're making a purchase on the food. You need kesef. And you need the Mashiach or Hava, you need something else to actually own the food. See, and that's why when you look at the other friend that talk about, I don't talk about it over here, but when you are a guest of someone, you don't own the food. It's not your food. Very good. That's the whole Shuvah with the Mekadosh woman with it. So let's the purposes of you having the right to the food, you already purchased the right to get food. So you have. Who mekabel al kach, as we just said. Now, vovad, you can't say the psakim elu kol mechir. Can't say the value, the price. Ki davaz el yatiru el yakasuv. All it could say on the paper is ki tmuras psak zeh. I can get a food. I listen to them and say I get the meal. So either but it can't mention them. It can't be back to money again because once it mentions the value, the price, you pay this and this. So, now it's considered, we're talking about Daman. Even if you don't mention the word of Daman, as they all say, if Daman is on the paper, so it's Daman again. I have to get out of the Daman part. I can't mention about a word about money. But so I'm not mentioning money.
If you go Yantra the second day in Ernest's role to a restaurant, there's
prices
on the menu.
What?
There's prices on the menu.
Okay, but they're Jews over there doing it, right? They have no idea what I bought. I didn't mention anything, right?
But you're picking, I want this thing, and it says exactly what the price is.
How do they keep track?
They write it down.
It's not Yanta for them.
Right. It's not Yanta for them, right.
It's very different than I thought.
It's very different than a Gerah. Second day Yom Tov is different anyway, because technically it goes into different halachas. I myself, if I move to Eretz Yisrael, yeah, it's much more different. It is. I had the same thing when I was there. Sukkot, so the second day Yom Tov, I was eating. So we went out, I ate in the waffle bar. I told him before Yom Tov, I gave him my credit card.
But the menu has prices on it.
No, but I don't talk about that. I don't mention
the word.
I don't mention the word. They want to. They can do whatever they want.
Comes with the whipped cream.
I didn't mention that. Right. So again, my paper can't. The Vilvach Liyafki Bipsakim Elu Kol Mechir. I get a meal. So let's see over the Piskei Tshuvos how he brings this down. L'chein b'Masada, you go to a restaurant or you go to a hotels. Kasha Oyrek writes L'Kabba Shabbos that you want to get a food or a drink. Asher Enenuko, and it's not included in the hotel, the price that you gave for the hotel. Im HaMisharis Yehudi. Oh, so now you have a Yid here. Yesh Lizar. So now you have to be afraid. Shalayatmet Piskel Artisa Shal Oyrek Shereshim Lavschum. Izaas HaMaitzer. You can't have the amount, as we just said. Va'ap L'Kartas Muchen Sha'olav Mutfas. Even if you have a card and there's different numbers on the card, you can't go ahead and take a paper clip. You can't, because then again, you're doing a business deal. How much did you take? For what? Right, so they say it's Sarach Mitzvah. All you're allowed to do, is you can say, like we said, stam a piece of paper. This is Kadesh Loizikar and Shalakh Davar Ma. And after Shabbos, again, you go on to the Cheshbon. So you can, again, once have, here on the paper, it says, okay, this is a money. He has $10 value. He can buy $10 worth of soda. It's a money. Even though you don't mention it, but there's business, and money is involved over here in what you're allowed to get. You can have the ticket, which already is for the whole meal that you could do.
It's like a different color ticket.
Very good. So they say you can have different color tickets, right? Also, you know, there's no money then. Va'af im ha-mesharis hu-nachris. Okay. Now, let's say the mesharis is a guy. So that's the hotels is the guy. So if it's a guy, it helps us a little bit, but not too much. So let's see over here. You can't do what we just said. But let's see. Elim Cain. Yesh b'zeh einig Shabbos. Okay, you have einig Shabbos. Or you have a tzarech gadol, or you have a tzarech mitzvah. But if you're gonna write it down on a computer, so then it's also Alan Kane Kabul, unless he gets a percentage, unless he's getting a percentage of whatever you buy, he gets a percentage on, because now he's writing it for himself. So how do we explain what's going on over here? Again, you're in the hotel. And I want to go ahead and do business with the if it's a Jew that's serving me. So now we have a problem over here. I didn't do anything. I ordered the soda. He is going to take the card and he's going to go out and say how many sodas I got or whatever. He's going out and making the cheshbonis. So now we have a problem. But if it's a guy, I don't have that problem. I say to the guy, I want a soda. Fine. I mentioned a word about money. Now the guy is going to go ahead and write it down somewhere. He's adding it to my tab. Well, it's not for himself. It's for you. That's what he's saying.
Remember, he wouldn't write it. He wouldn't remember.
He wouldn't sell it to you if not, right? He's not selling it to you if not. How's he?
Write it down for himself. He would remember.
That would be, he's writing. You could tell me that if you're going into a restaurant and you're going to order the food and he doesn't remember what you ordered, so then he could go in and just say it. He's doing it for himself. That I understand. But here you can't. He's not giving me the soda unless he's gonna write it down.
Yeah, that's just about what Yitzi is saying. That's happening in all the hospitals.
Hospitals are always.
So they get a book and do it. He technically could remember. He's doing it because he doesn't have a memory.
He had a great memory.
But here, would they? What great memory? These guys gonna remember after Shabbos? Everyone in the restaurant who gave it.
I just want to write it down. The fact that
they're never gonna remember. Whoever's running the hotel is never gonna do this.
You can have a system of having remembered without writing it down.
He's going to the computer right away and he's putting in the computer. So what is the other option?
That's called cool.
The Aliyah. It's like the Aliyah.
Aliyah cards.
Aliyah cards.
Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards.
Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards. Aliyah cards.
Every single time you go out, you got half of what's this guy. No, but over here, to be honest, you, there's cells over here. You're walking into, they're not going to give you the soda unless they're going to put it right away on your tab. That's the way it works. They're not going to.
They're not going to tell you don't tell them. Well, it's right. I walk in and I go, which room was this guy in? They say it's Mugder because you don't have to look on the computer. You know that's the only way they're going to look. They're not going to get out of that seat. I think you get a book to see exactly what was written. You push out what room is in, right? You know he's going to go on the computer, the guy. I've been doing it for you. I don't care if you go on the computer.
You can go into something that's not called Hana for me. That's not called Hana. I'm not having a direct Hana. There's so many ways to get out of that question at the hospital. It's not a Hana. I'll get a room. I'll figure out the room. I can walk to the hospital. I'll find the room. I'll go upstairs. Let me upstairs. I'll go ask. I'm not having Hana. Here are you having Hana. I want a soda. I'm having Hana.
You wrote. Why doesn't I get a dishwasher, right? You wash it by hand. You can use a machine. We don't carry guns.
I know, but he's not going to do it unless he writes it down. I'm not giving you a soda. Let me write it down. He's not going to give you a soda. He's not going to write it down. The rest, you have to remember that these whole, take the plaza, it's owned by some guy, right? You think they're going to say to the, you don't have to write it down today. If you remember tonight, it's fine. They don't want that. There's too many workers. There's too many people ordering sodas and wine. And whoever runs the hotel is telling them to do this. But the only way I can get the soda is if they do this. So I am basically telling them, put it on my room. Am I allowed to go tell them to go take, put it on my room? Or put the tab on my room. So then the only way to do that is on the computer. So I'm telling them to write for me on the computer. So at so if they're going to write it down on a piece of paper,
what's the difference?
If what?
It's 100 years ago. They were in a book. What's the difference? Same thing. They kept the chesed in a piece of paper instead of in a computer.
Yeah. So what does he mean over here then? About he says, right. So if they have a card and they're going to put the card, so that's so. Let's just go back a step over here. If the Misharis is the Nachri, he said you can't do all these things that we just mentioned. All the things we just mentioned are only Drabana. Even if you mention money to the guy, it's only for you. You can't do it, Drabana. But if the guy is going to make his cheshbonis over there, he's doing a drabana. Okay, it's shvus to shvus. It's amir al-achri. And what the guy is doing is anyway the worst is the drabana. Okay, shvus to shvus. Sorry, chaynik chavis, I'm allowed to do it. But if, like he's saying over here, he's going to go ahead and put it in the computer, avalos le'lusha v'klik siva, then it's asa v'chol inyan, unless he's getting a percentage.
What happens if they're writing it down on their piece of paper in order to remember which table to bring it to? So that was their own thing. They
that's their own thing. That's for sure.
So
that's good.
Well, so they already have, at that point, they already have it written down in their pad. They know they bought this table soda. So really, they can wait till after Shabbos to put it in the computer. They won't forget it. They're choosing to do it right now.
Are they really choosing?
They have it written right now.
I know, but they're not going to give you the soda. They're not going to give it to you.
In order to remember which table to bring it, they didn't have to write it down. They're going to get you the soda.
I know, but they're not going to write down my name. They say, what room are you? I'm in this room. So, so they write down on my room. That means right now they're going to the computer, putting in the room two sodas.
There is a way that they could have it
in a way
that it wouldn't be. They're doing
this. So what is the way? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They know that I came into the dining room. They know which room I am. So they know this table is this room. So
I told them.
As soon as I walked into the
room. No, but now the waiter is going to serve. So the guy, that's the
They can very easily have a system that they can write down the soda and look at the table. They know which table is this room. They're choosing to make it easier for themselves and put it directly in their computer. They don't have to have the system that's us. They could have pretty simply designed a system that would be mutter. They're choosing.
But the system's not set up like that now. So the way they could, you're right, but they don't. So for that, we know this is what they're doing. They're doing this, and we find Rabbi Yasha says in other places, we're basically telling them, because we know this is how they run the system, that put in the computer that I own this. I'm telling you to write in the computer because I know that's what they do. I know that's what they do. There's no other way they're doing it. It's not like so that's a separate child. That is something that we have to see. So then we got to get that right. We're not.
On Yom Tov, someone says clean dishes. They like clean dishes, and then they say you don't get it because you know you're going to use hot water.
The secretion that needs to lay on the hot water. Even the hot water for me is only the Rabbanan. But you have to have two Rabbanan. We're back to the Rabbanan. If you hold up the computer as a Dairaisa, we can argue on that. It's not a Dairaisa. So then you're right. If you're going to argue on the whole concept of the computer, right now, what I see is, I don't go out to eat rarely, but right, don't they, when you go to restaurants now, don't they automatically put your order in, they have an iPad, and then they automatically go.
They don't write it down. Go all fast.
No, but I'm saying the order goes directly to the kitchen. You know, right? So I'm saying so that. Well, it is. Yeah, you know, in many places they do that.
And I'm saying
the hotels are not coming.
There's a place you could say whatever. Because I'm not. They technically can write it down. They really could. I could say, do me a favor, don't use the thing. And they say,
writing is better to write it down on the second day as opposed to typing it the
yeah, and second day Yom Tov is very different in Allah, so because technically we can move Eretz Yisrael and we don't have to keep second day Yom Tov. So Allah is a very different on second day Yom Tov. And you can do whatever you want. So when I went to the restaurant, he wants to do whatever he wants to write it down, he can do what he wants. He's allowed to do it. My problem over here is I can't do it myself. I can't get a guy to do it. Second day, I technically can do it myself. I decide I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, why is a computer different or better than the paper?
Very good. Paper is there, right?
I'm saying it's worse.
Nobody can keep it in his mind. You can go into the kitchen and say they ordered this. You're right. It's the same thing. When I was hotels years ago, they would write it down and they could have gone into the kitchen and say, you know, this is what he ordered this, and that's it. But now we know that's, so I agree with that. You're right. When you're making an order, now I see that you're going, I was at a Shabbat Brachas. So they're writing down right away. They're coming around where you sit and when you order. This way it's more professional. So, but they don't have to do that. That I understand.
You know they're going to get the mistakes.
No, but they don't have to. But now, right now, they don't have to do that. It's there. That they're doing for themselves. Here, you're not getting the soda unless you go ahead and put it in the computer. They're not doing it.
The boss would be inviting you, opening yourself up to any problems. He said, "Me, I want to write it. You think the guy should also? He wouldn't be passing to go ahead. If you can remember when you go to the restaurant, also the same question that they will never be masking themselves to that way. They wouldn't be masking.
Why not? I'll tell you, do me a favor, go and tell him. It says
there's 50 people there. It's not shy.
I'll go in and say, he ordered this. But at the end of the day, if you're going to go to these hotels and you want to and you want to order soda, we see it's not so posh.
They do.
This
whole day.
What?
Hotels are
so. I know. So we need to come up with some aids for how do we tell them to do this. No, it doesn't help. So we need to somehow say to them that if it's okay that they trust us. In the plaza, you can do this. I say to them, you tell the guy, do me a favor, I'm going to take 4 sodas after Shabbos. Don't come to put it on your bill. Don't put it on the computer right now. If it's someone that if they know you, they'll do it. They'll say, I'll take care of the sodas after.
Bottles of wine at hundreds of dollars. Wine.
The way they should set it up is they should have ticket. They should have papers, right?
They should sell it beforehand.
They should sell it beforehand. Right. That's how they make the money, right?
All the boys come and order more wine.
The only thing is that only if you hold the computers, the Rabbanan, so we're back to the Shus to Shus, and you're running Shabbos. That's the only aids we have. But,
I don't know when I go there now I'm gonna have to go speak to them. I have to know what they're doing. All right, we have to come back to this, so we'll have to spend some more time working on this. That's why we go. The kids don't do this. It's a gift. They come, they put number on the